Jesus talked about the parable of a wedding where no one had any time to go. That's what this is about. You folks all have time for the worldly carnal football, but no time for the truth of God. There was a wedding invite, and the people made excuses. Oh, we're too busy. We can't come to the wedding of the king. And he said, go into the highways and the hedges and invite anyone else who will come. And he invited them in. And people came to the invitation of the king. So you must receive the invitation. That's the gospel of Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. But you have to repent and come and prepare yourself. Guess what happened? One guest showed up to this marriage supper of the Lamb, and he wasn't prepared. And he didn't have his garment on. That means he wasn't prepared for this glorious meeting. And he was bound up, and he was thrown into hell. That's what's going to happen to my American neighbors, even the churchgoers. You're going to be bound up, and you're going to be separated from a holy God because you're denying the invitation to come to be part of this glorious king. And you're denying the chance to know him in spirit and truth. And you're denying the chance to lose this life, to find Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. Who will answer the call to the marriage supper of the Lamb and say, I'll go, I'll make myself ready for the king. This king paid everything for me. But the American culture is more interested in football, frivolity, sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, and American churchianity. That's going to cost you your soul. Life is short. It's but a vapor. James says you're here today, gone tomorrow. You're going to be dust and powder. Nobody will care in eternity if UW La Crosse wins the championship. Who cares? It means nothing. It's temporal. Solomon said it's all vain. It's foolishness before a holy God. But that's what Americans are concerned about. Tomorrow it will be what? The Packers. Another vain practice. What will it be Monday? Netflix, movies, politics, idle hobbies, weightlifting, hunting, fishing, music, everything that takes you from the kingdom of God. You've allowed Satan to distract you from the kingdom of God. You're walking in his world. You're walking in his ways. You have to repent and turn to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You have to be willing to lose this life. God doesn't want you giving him a Sunday scrap. God doesn't want your pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter. God doesn't want your fake Sunday Jesus. Open the Bible and see how holy and righteous God is. No willful sin will enter the kingdom of God. None. Hebrews 10:26 tells us, no willful sin, that sin you keep doing, is going to enter the kingdom of God. How do you deal with that willful sin? Well, the Bible says repent, turn from your sin, lose your life. That means give up your plans, your goals, your career, your ways, your false church system, your idolatrous sports, and seek after the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible calls you to. And if you're not willing to lose your life for Jesus, you're not worthy of him. Judgment is coming for you. Jesus said, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. You need to repent of your worldliness and sin and not look back and come and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Don't waste your life living for the temporal. Are you living for the eternal, neighbor? Don't make a mockery of God. We reap what we sow. What are you sowing today? You're sowing to the flesh. You got to turn and seek spirit and truth.
That you wouldn't want to be involved with?
How come you walked by me and went right to my wife? Are you Satan?
No.
Like a Satan?
No.
He went to Eve in the garden. You walked right by me five times.
You're kind of talking, so I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm here now. What do you have to say, sir? I love you.
I need help.
Love you too.
What do you have to say about lacrosse, carnal football, and the culture and the church systems that are built on Satan and not God? Why would you be part of that? Why would you waste your life?
I'm not a part of anything.
You are. You got a UW lacrosse shirt on. You're here at a carnal, covetous, violent football game. Look at the harlotry and the sin and the carnality all around. None of this is of a holy God, sir. You claim to be a Christian?
Yeah.
Really? What, do you go to a church system?
No.
Why don't you go to a church? I encourage you not to. Why don't you go, though? Do you have like some own personal belief of yours or?
No.
Okay. Because most Americans that are Christians go to a church, I'm asking.
You don't have to go to church.
You don't. I don't want you to go to a church. I'm just asking why you don't.
I don't go to church because I found that, I wouldn't say the true structure. There are some benefits going to there because you have other people around you.
They have some truth.
It depends what church you go to or don't.
Brother Kuo! Brother! Sorry.
No. So I don't go. I mean, I should go. I mean,
no. The churches are all false and full of a bunch of false
not
traditions.
All of them.
But really? Name one that isn't.
I've been to a couple that have been very good.
Really? Like what? Name one, sir.
Living Word Christian Church.
Yeah. Do they keep, first of all, their gospel hasn't called you out of the world. I can see that. Do they keep the pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter? Do they teach women to cover their heads, which is holiness? Do they teach people how to dress their temples? Do they teach you to avoid things like the college campuses that are really anti-Christ in many ways?
How good colleges are.
And that's where I'm on. I'm on UW lacrosse. So here's what I encourage you. Did my wife give you a gospel card? Brother, I'll switch with you. Go walk all around here. There's all kinds of places. You can stand right up there. Yeah.
Can I preach over there?
Yeah, preach over there. I've been preaching all over, brother. Yeah, go for it.
So...
what's your name, by the way? My name's Tupos.
RJ.
RJ. So, yeah, I want to get back to my preaching, but do you understand the biblical gospel, real quick, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ that I think you believe in? Hold on. You have to repent. And when you repent, you change your mind and your ways, sir. And when you've changed your mind and your ways, God will see a willing vessel. And God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, not people that just believe in him and go to church. And when you truly have the Holy Spirit and you're born of God, holiness and obedience takes over your life. Holiness without which, Hebrews 12 says, no man will see God. And you come out of the world in a sanctification process and you endure in the faith. If you're living in the world and you're following UW football and all the world's ways, you have not repented to that biblical gospel and that true Savior.
Dad, God does not mind if you go to a sporting event.
That's not true, sir.
Yes,
the Bible says, be holy in all your conduct, 1 Peter 15.
No.
You're shaking your head. No. Now you're denying God's word. I'm going to go back and preach. Thank you.
Yeah, no. You misunderstand.
Lifting up the biblical gospel today, warning you, the wrath of God is coming against all sin and disobedience.
Okay. I got to ask, if we're not supposed to have any...